If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Episode 2.
Back at it.
Baby, it's Fuck You Dad. You already know what it is.
I don't think they do. I don't think most people know who we are.
All the daddies out there, they're fucking listening. Welcome
to
episode 2.
No, they're not. They're raising their children and having a life. They're actually being productive members of our society.
You know, that would be nice if our podcast about our, like, not okay dads actually made some dads really like kick it into gear.
Oh, they're like, "I gotta get it together.
I can't have my son starting a podcast."
They're like, "Holy, I just need to do well enough that the starting a podcast never even enters his head."
No,
like, it's a possibility.
That's why, like, sometimes when I tell people that I have a podcast, to normal people, they go, "Whoa, you have a podcast?" Because it's never entered their mind.
Because they're so rational.
Yeah.
When you say they have a podcast, they think, like, you have a podcast like Joe Rogan has a podcast.
Exactly.
Like thousands of people. And you're like, no, I have an audio file.
Yeah.
Up on the internet that my relatives listen to because they're honestly scared and worried about me.
Yeah, that's mainly what it is. It's like, let's hope that Nick isn't.
You're like,
fucking...
you could have a podcast. Everybody could have a podcast. Everyone does have a podcast.
We could be doing a podcast right now on the street of Chicago.
Right. And you know what? That would be literally a good idea for a podcast. It's called Right Now on the Street of Chicago. This is like an improvised pod. We record right on the streets.
We learn stuff right about each other.
There's literally every premise under the sun has been done for podcasts.
I think it's done. Yeah, it's like, it is like the book at this point. Like, every idea that you've had, I bet there's, like, a book that has that idea, you
right.
know what I'm saying? Because there's been so many books.
I'm just picturing you telling someone that your podcast is like a book. Like, it's basically
a book.
it's the same genius as a Stephen King novel. Just audio
well, I had
words.
I had the thought, because me and my girlfriend went to the public library.
Okay.
Which
but
I haven't,
why? For fun?
For fun. She was like, "I'm in Chicago, let's go see something. I want to go to the library." And I was like, "I've never been there, let's
yeah,
go."
Yeah, I've never seen a person OD in a well-lit building.
Yeah. I've got a weed pen and right. 45 minutes. Let's go check it out. And yeah, it was a bus station with
a lot of books.
With printed out podcasts. That's exactly what I thought it was. It was just all these books about nothing and then like crazy people.
I go to the library a lot because it's the only place that doesn't charge you for shit.
That's true.
It's the only place that I have. Got my tax dollars paid for a place for me to waste time, goddammit. So I go in here. But it's the Chicago one's wild because I'm used to, you know, North Carolina, probably pretty nice.
Yeah,
Chicago
yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
is like, I'm a little terrified.
No, yeah, it had me on. I was anxious.
I go to
time.
Like print shit out, you know, and it's just you're sitting with, it looks like there's just a woman,
a bus station,
there's
dude.
A woman screaming at her computer, incoherent nonsense, like, "You're not going to stop me." and everybody else is just like watching YouTube videos. And you're like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
Where the fuck am I?
Everybody's watching Joe Rogan at the library. That's,
really?
I saw like 6 different people watching Joe Rogan.
That
at
is
the
prime intellectual demographic of Joe Rogan is homeless people at a library.
Yeah, because in the library you have everything that Joe Rogan has, right? You have some intellectual stuff, some people fighting. You know?
Yeah,
it's,
that's funny.
It's this whole spectrum of what he
that
is.
It really is. Yeah.
I don't know. Could you imagine having Joe Rogan as your dad?
That's intense.
It's real life for 2 people, I think.
Yeah,
I think
that
he
is.
Has 2
he
kids.
Has 2 kids.
Fuck.
You know, it kind of would suck to have a dad who's like a famous entertainer. Because you're going to still think of him as like your dad, who it doesn't matter what your dad does, he's a little lame in your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it'd
like,
be weird
fucking...
if my dad was like fucking George Lopez. I'd be like, he's still my fucking dad.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I don't care who the fuck he is. He's my dad.
And random people are like, "Oh my God, George Lopez." And you're like, you don't understand. This motherfucker
he
makes me
yells,
clean my
yeah,
room.
Yeah, he just
he's
yells
an
at
asshole.
Me to like... brush my teeth at certain times,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're never gonna think your dad's, like, the shit.
You ever get called out on... Because we talked about it last episode, too. I would lie so often to my dad that he'd have to start... Everything I said, he'd have to start testing it. So, like, the brushing the teeth thing, I got tested Like, did you brush your teeth? Yeah. Did you really? Yeah. If I go into that bathroom right now and I touch that toothbrush, is it going to be bone dry?
It's such a weird thing, because brushing your teeth, A, not that big of a deal.
Nope.
B, very essential. Yeah, yeah. Probably, they're right. And as a kid, I literally fought tooth and nail. Like, I acted like it was, like, the IRA occupation. Like, I was like, I'm fighting against a totalitarian empire that's trying to make me brush my teeth right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude. It's just the principle of... And it's degrading to have somebody tell you to do something that makes you, like, put that in your fucking mouth. And you're like,
it's
God
also,
damn.
How old were you, like, 7 or 8?
Yeah, you know, 10, 12.
That's kind of the age when people say that type of stuff.
Yeah, start getting a little pushy.
Well, yeah, that's an appropriate, you're not a person. You're 7 or 8, yeah. Put your fucking shoes on, shut up, brush your teeth,
exactly.
Go to bed.
Exactly. But. The more I've been trying to think about stuff to say on this podcast, the more I'm just realizing that my dad was actually just right about most of the things.
Yeah, you know, they'll get to a point in your life where you're like, they were probably right to be upset.
Yeah.
I'm right then about like fights with my mom later. I'm like, well, I was doing a bunch of drugs in high school. That was objectively a poor decision.
Yeah, I was a bad kid. So
it's like a dumb where it's like, let's imagine we gave all the power in the world to like you at 16. You're dead in 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Like, if you at 16 could do exactly whatever you wanted to do,
yeah,
you would literally be in a jail cell.
First of all, I'd be like, anybody who calls me gay, put to death. Put to fucking death.
I mean, it's
death.
Just so fucking, like, yeah, I was an idiot. I literally was like, I don't know, if I could be some sort of influencer that, like, is there any way you could just, like, take Molly all the time for a living? Is that, like, a career that I could do? Like, that's literally what I thought at 16. I was like,
you're
that's
a real drugster?
I mean, what else is there to do?
At 16, I was...
in, like, the suburb. Listen, because there's, like, three camps in, like, boring parts of America where there's not shit to do.
Yeah.
You're into sports.
Uh-huh.
You're a sports guy. Or You're a run-of-the-mill nerd, and you got your nerd friends.
You got your nerd pals,
and
yeah.
You're just nerding around. You're being successful and smart. Or you're, like, just kind of this weird in-betweener. You're not athletic enough. And
yeah,
you're
that's
not,
where, that's
you're
exactly
smart, but
what,
you're not a nerd.
Yeah,
you're not,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Actually smart enough to do anything with it.
Right.
And you're not very popular. You're just kind of this nice nothing.
Yep.
And what
yeah,
do those people
oh.
do? You smoke weed and you make fun of everybody else. That's all you have. That's basically kind of what we're still
that's
doing,
very true,
to
yeah.
be quite honest. You
that's
sit
exactly
on
exactly what I'm doing.
You sit on the bench of life. And you're like, I'm not even good enough to play the game. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to criticize it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what
idiot wearing yeah. a tie.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So that's kind of what I did. It was kind of the first. It was like a scene before I did comedy. It was kind of where you met people, you know?
Yeah.
And you would get upper in the scene if it's like, oh, so-and-so tried coke. It's like, that's like the equivalent of being like, he got booked for like JFA.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean? It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
dude, he's like coming up, man.
Yeah.
You know?
He's gotten laid.
Dude, his cousin knows where to get heroin. Like, he's fucking, he's on it.
The popular kids in my school were all just like attractive, and they had this level of unattainability, I feel like, because
right.
there would be times where I was also one of those in-betweeners where I was like, I'm not those fucking
definitely,
those people.
Definitely not that guy.
But I'm not, you know, fucking and like...
No, not having a good time.
Not having a good time, exactly. These people were like... And then I could talk to them, you know, every other day. They'd be in a class of mine and I'd make them laugh and I'd be like, hey, Cole, you know, what's going on, man? And he'd just be like, ha ha, all right. And
it's the same way that, like, a politician talks to
exactly.
a group of people they don't want to talk to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just like, oh, man, good to see you, Kenyon. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, vote for me for prom king. But
yeah.
they're like,
they'll kiss my kid on the forehead, but then
like,
keep walking.
They'll wash their hand later.
Yeah.
Wash their face. Yeah, no.
I don't know. I don't feel like my dad didn't know shit about American schools, so he had no
What's
good advice.
What's the difference between a British school and an American? Like, what's the prime?
Well, British schools, I mean, on the base level, they all have uniforms, which I think establishes a lot about, like,
what it is.
What
you know, that's
is.
Actually most countries. And it's what, you know,
mood.
A lot of people, and I don't know, a lot of the reason is because people were too broke to afford nice outfits every week.
Oh, so it's progressive, actually.
Well, it's like because you're like, we'll just have one outfit, and we all
yeah.
look the same, so you can't like flex.
That's
where it's
true.
Like
though.
Our schools, you flex on people all the time. You're like that
yeah.
motherfucker's got a lot of money because you're wearing fucking what's that one horrible Walmart shoe? Everybody you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, K-Swiss.
Even worse. Airwalkers or something.
Oh, Airwalkers.
You're wearing Airwalkers, you might as well walk off a fucking cliff. Airwalkers.
That's why I called them Airwalkers.
Airwalkers is just what the fuck are you doing? Well, Airwalkers, come on.
I remember Airwalkers, dude. I remember the fucking...
K-Swiss is also, that's a bad time.
K-Swiss kids, I was like, you know how to fight? and
Case Swiss
Kids,
that's a dangerous child.
Yeah.
Case Swiss Kids, he's seen some shit.
Yeah,
Case Swiss is a guaranteed foster child.
Yeah. I had DC shoes I didn't even skate.
I was that guy for, because because I'm in between here, I want to be cool. I want to be unique. I want to be this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm in elementary school. What's the coolest thing in the world? Fucking skateboarders. They're hot. Mm-hmm. They wear cool ass clothes.
Dangerous.
They're against society.
They swear.
Yeah.
They smoke.
They're fucking cool. They're so cool that what they do for fun is like risk brain damage. That's how fucking cool they are.
On concrete, too.
Yeah. And so I want to be a skateboarder. The only problem is I am morbidly obese. So that is a little bit. That is a little bit of kind of a roadblock in being a skateboarder. I look like I hate 12 skateboards. But I just wanted to wear the clothes. So I'm wearing all the clothes. I'm a fucking poser. I got my little skateboard. And I'd hang out with skateboarders. And when it was my turn to skate, I'd always blame it. I'm like, man, the board today.
Yeah. This it's sucks. Funny how sports is really the biggest body shamer, I think.
Sports, man, I felt like shit.
It's brutal.
Probably until yesterday about sports. Because I hate, like, for me, it combines my two least favorite things, moving and responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't want to do shit. People have always said, like, what's fun to throw football around? I'm like, no, it isn't.
No.
It's fun to get drunk and shit on people that want to do that.
I don't know. Tossing like, a ball with your friend, though, you know, that.
But that's, like, that's not it.
I'm talking about sports.
That's just, like, fucking around. I'm talking about, like, when
sports is
kids in your neighborhood are playing a football game, and if you suck, that's who you are.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, and I sucked at everything that people cared about.
I had literally no hand-eye coordination. I'm fat. I'm weird. I'm neurotic. I'm in my head. I don't give a fuck about what's going on.
Yeah.
Right now. I'm the worst person on any team.
See, I love sports. I just couldn't do it. That's worse, though, because I feel like you were smart enough to be where, like, I'll go chill over here.
I just knew that wasn't for me.
Me, I was dead set on, I was like, this is my avenue. This is all I've got. Was like, I'll play basketball, shit at basketball.
Right.
Really bad at basketball.
People always say that to me. They're like, you just hate sports because you're not good at it. And I'm like, that's exactly why I don't
play
sport.
That's
like,
smart. Yeah. That's a smart person. Yeah. I'm not good at this.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you do.
I will not engage in this activity.
Not like, I'm not good at this. Let's try to make all my friends doing this.
Right.
Which is what I tried.
I didn't do that at all.
Yeah, fuck that. And no one's like, oh, I want to go hang out with the kid who throws a basketball underhanded.
Right, no one.
No, thank you.
You're talking about public humiliation to comedy's bad. Listen, those moments when the whole gym is watching you. You're about to. Do you remember the presidential fitness test?
Oh yeah, buddy.
That was. Yeah, people want to talk about. So I'm fat as hell. My name starts with an A.
I want to know how fat we're talking.
I don't probably like 180 at like third grade or like.
That's big.
I'm a big old boy.
But if you think like. In terms of, can you, like, peg a movie character on it?
Peg a movie character.
Yeah, like, are we talking, like, Jonah Hill and Superbad?
Little fatter than Jonah Hill.
Whoa, okay.
Jonah Hill and Superbad. Right. That's pretty much what it looked like a lot of my life. That's a very solid thing.
Yeah.
And, but I, you know, you
I know your eating habits now, and that makes sense.
Yeah, just like, shoving things down my face.
Yeah. You know, like, as fast as possible.
Breaking the sound barrier. But I, so I had to go first.
Yeah, the presidential, right?
Yeah, I had to go first, do a pull-up.
Check.
But think about a pull-up.
Oh, yeah.
So, and, you know, that means I would literally have to be able to pull up, like, 200 pounds of weight. And I don't exercise.
With no muscles.
So I just said, no.
See what I mean with that?
I just literally, and he was like, you gotta at least try. Whole class. I'm like, okay. So I go, and I sweat. And I try, and I literally cannot even get my feet slightly off that fucking chair. And eventually it just goes, that's enough. And I sit down.
It's like, so...
So he's like, no. I know...
Somebody watching someone getting waterboarded at Gitmo, just yeah. like, that's enough.
that's exactly what...
They're ready to talk.
He also, he knew... I was smart enough to be like, listen, I know that I'm not going to be able to do it. And he's like, no, Kenyon, I want to ensure that you don't have a girlfriend until you're 18.
Yeah.
I want everyone that you live in a
Everybody
small town.
Everybody watch this.
You live in a small town. All the kids you go to school with now will be the same kids you go to school with for the next 5 years. I want them all to have the memory of you being a fat ass that can't pull yourself up. That's all they'll ever know you by. If I ever have a comedy Netflix special, they think, oh, that's that fat ass
fat
from
ass
gym class.
That couldn't do it.
Who couldn't lift a thing. Now he has
If I'm
going to
teach
thing.
Anything in gym, it's that Kenyon's a fucking loser.
If we learned anything this year, it's that
Kenyon
is
a...
Kenyon
sucks.
Yeah. So.
But I was there. See, I had it a little bit differently because I do remember the pull-up test, but I was such a scrawny, like, premature.
That could also be bad. That could also be bad.
It was brutal, but it was more, like, people kind of cheered me on. In your case, people just probably, like, laughed.
Yeah.
And was just like, oh, Kenny's
You know what's funny
fat.
Is all the feel-good about fat shit didn't happen until I was, like, older.
Yeah, when you weren't fat.
Yeah, when I wasn't fat. Now everyone's like, being fat's kind of the best thing that's ever happened to you. I'm like, well, where were you? Where were you? Yeah.
Where were you when I was 7 inches shorter?
People were just screaming at your whole life.
No, I was scrawny, so I got, like the dudes were, like, the bros were like, ha-ha, Nick's fucking weak. But, like, the girls were like, come on, Nick, you could do it. But I still couldn't. But at least I didn't – it wasn't, like, embarrassing. It was more like, maybe next year, you know?
Oh, no, it was like, this kid's a fucking fat loser.
But I do have some loser stories, though. Like, in fifth grade, I had a big crush on this girl. Mm-hmm. And in fifth grade, like, when you have a – it turns into a house of cards. You're like, listen, I could get to her. I just need to talk to her friend.
Fifth grade, you literally – A, you consult with everyone you would even remotely consider a friend.
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah,
how do we get this out? And there's always like the one. I had one cool friend, just by like he like kissed a girl
once.
Yeah, he kissed a girl once, so therefore in fifth grade he's like the coolest human. So we like we have to consult with the grand
the oracle.
Yeah, yeah, with him, and we're gonna tell yours.
I was just saying like it works. In my mind, at least when I was a kid, it was very political. I was like, okay, I have a crush on. Let's just say her name was Andy, right? With an I. Something cool.
You're not going to say names?
Who knows, you know?
I don't give a fuck about names.
It was a fifth grade crush. Okay, I had a crush on this girl. You're right, it'll make it easier.
Let's dox her.
Let's get it out there.
Yeah,
dude.
Give her social, goddamn. Because
what she did, actually, she thought it was being nice, but it was being really, really mean, bruh. Which right. is classic fifth grade girl. So I.
You're also, how old are you now?
I'm 25.
And you're still talking about this?
I just remember
you're in a basement on it talking into a microphone in a
that's
in
connected a, to nothing.
Yeah, and about when a girl wronged you in fifth grade. So she won. Whatever yeah. she did was right.
No, she's
she was a
doing
psychic
really
that
well.
Could see into the future and realize this guy is going literally beyond nowhere. This guy is going subterranean. He's going below ground. He's hitting rock bottom, then he's getting a machine and going under rock bottom.
Already fifth grade, she's like, look at his multiplier times tables. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
They're like, zero times zero is you, bud.
I was so stupid. I was like, number one? I'm number one? But she, okay, so I had this crush on this girl, Casey, and so I thought the best way to go about this tactically is to go and talk to her best friend.
That was always the move. It was a go to the people closest to her.
Yes, exactly. Go to her faction. Learn her tribe.
Infiltrate. Become one, like Avatar. Yeah. Become one of them.
Become one.
Yeah, yeah.
Confuse them.
Right.
So I was like, yo, Mackenzie, which was her friend. I was like, I like Casey. You should just try to figure out on some spy shit what's going on if she likes me. And then she reported back. She was like, listen, Casey doesn't like you. And yeah. I was like, okay, why don't you ask her again? So this happened.
Oh, so you're
like
so confident. You're like,
months.
Well, clearly she just didn't understand the question.
Well, yeah, I was just like, if I keep asking to have her figure it out, like maybe she'll change her mind. It was, you know, whatever. I was just in fifth grade, didn't know what to do. And so it gets to the last day of school of fifth grade. We're about to go to middle school, which is like a big deal, right? You think you're never gonna see these
dude,
people
it was
again.
So intense when we had the fifth grade graduation. They're like, man, really getting older.
Yeah,
and it's like
yeah.
what the fuck. Nothing we're
I
going to
spark
middle
a marble outside.
No, it really felt like, man, life's I'm never gonna see some of these people again.
Yeah,
life's
yeah.
changing. You're like, you know, one second
the years go by so
one
quick.
Second you're doing the multiplication tables, next second, you know, yeah, I'm gonna have a locker now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a locker.
That's what
things
it is.
Are gonna change for me, kid.
You don't understand. I'm gonna have a locker next year. It's gonna get wild.
It's gonna get wild. I'm gonna have a locker. You know.
They have hot lunch. We're gonna have a whole.
Different. They probably don't play tag anymore. That's probably yeah. not what we do.
There's
you know?
No playgrounds there. There's just
you
a...
don't even go down. You just stand by a basketball court. Yeah. You just stand by a basketball court. And
like
shit on people. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was an emotional day. And I remember Mackenzie coming up to me and being like, listen, Casey does not like you, but she'll give you a hug.
That That is brutal. That, like, she'll grace you with a hug.
Yeah.
A hug's like, that's standard, but I feel like. How awful do you have to be to not get a hug from somebody?
Well, in fifth grade, a peer-to-peer hug actually was...
That's true. If a girl that liked you, when I was if a girl that liked you hugged you, you're like, we're basically almost married.
Married.
We're
coming.
We're closing it.
It got my heart rate going. So I was like, yeah, okay. So the buses are all lined up to leave.
Okay.
And everyone gets in line for their specific bus, and she doesn't live by me, so she's in line for some other bus. And then, so I'm in line just sweating fucking bullets, dude, just being like, oh, God, it's coming. Something's going to happen. And I see her like five lines over, and then she gets out of her line and she starts walking towards me, and everyone is kind of looking at her, what's going on. And she's walking towards me. And then one of the teachers is like, Casey, like, you should get back in your line. And she was like, I have to do one thing. Hold on. And then she just like gives me this. You know those hugs where it almost looks like a bomb robot reaching for a backpack?
God damn.
Just like rolling
in. Bomb robot hugged you?
And at that point, I'm like, don't hug me right now. Everyone's looking at me. Everyone thinks it's like some weird thing, like I'm going to die, and you're giving me some hug. And
that
I'm
literally is like a cancer hug.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like they just found out you're going to die in 6 months.
He likes me, and I don't like him. And then she's just like, ugh. And I'm like standing there hugging her, and it's super fucking weird. And then one of the teachers like separate – she's like, Casey, get back to your bus line. And then everyone was like, ooh. And I was like, no, you don't understand. She really didn't want to do that, and she did it in front of everybody. And then I didn't talk to a girl until 10th grade.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Didn't talk to her since then.
Sounds about right. Yeah, sounds correct.
Yeah. So that was my pull up. That was my fat kid pull up.
The first experience I had, much shorter but sad tale, was I was into a girl. I did the same thing. I asked my friend. I was like, "Hey, go talk to her, see what she thinks about me. Put a feeler out."
Mm-hmm.
So Devin came back and he's like, "Yeah, it's not looking great." I was like, "Man, what happened?" He's like, "I brought up, hey, you know Kenyon," and she just went, "The fat one." And then Devin, of course, dropped the whole he likes you thing. He was like, yeah, he's just around. You see the pull up today? That shit was hilarious. Put that on YouTube, become viral.
Yeah, you got to pull a 180. You can't be like, yeah, the fat one wants to do things with you.
But funny we're talking about elementary school. My dad's story today has to revolve around elementary school. I had a third grade teacher named Miss Gibbs in elementary school. Miss Gibbs. She sucked. She was really mean. I didn't like her. She was like, but they're just having a parent-teacher conference, and I was lacking behind in math, right? Not doing great on this multiplication tables. Like,
they're tough.
Once we got to the sevens, my brain just checked out. I was like, what is this? I was cheating off people. I was fucking around.
Seven times eight? Am I a fucking genius?
Yeah. What are we doing here? You know. So I just said, so my dad comes in with my mom. Parent-teacher conference. I'm still in the room. I, like, stayed after school or whatever. And I'm just, like, fucking around in the back of the classroom while they talk. But then, you know, Miss Gibbs, and I hated her. So this is a moment that kind of sounds like a bad story, but in my head, my dad was, like, a hero because my Miss Gibbs is just talking about how bad I'm doing at math. And then my dad just goes, all you want to do – starts screaming at my teacher. He's just like, say negative shit. You haven't said one good thing about my son. You just come in here and you talk about how dumb he is. I'm in the room. And then he's just like, you just want to scream all this shit. You know what? I don't think you're very smart. And he says, we're going. And I almost wanted to be like, yeah, that's right, bitch. I want to be like, because like Miss Gibbs is in the right. She's like, your son is struggling match. My dad's like, I don't want to hear. That's your attitude is the problem.
And you know what that is now as we're like adults? It's obvious like. It got to the point where you were so dumb, it started to insult him a little bit.
Yeah, he's like, what are you saying I got some bad cum? Yeah. You saying my cum can't fucking do the times tables? Yeah. Fuck you.
It started getting to the point where you're like, you're talking about me now. Shut up. You're stupid. You're dumb. Do you have kids? I bet they're stupid. You're stupid.
Yeah. But that moment, I felt like such a badass. I almost was like, Miss Gibbs, fucking watch out, bud.
You know
what I mean? Like,
it's
a fucking dad told
Kenyan soprano.
It really was such a beautiful mom. Like, I really want to. Like, she's scared to go to her car in the parking lot. Like, a car bomb goes off. And it was fucking. I was so good. My dad never apologized. He just never showed up to any school function that year. for the rest. And I was like, beautiful.
It was just a burning car in a parking lot and your dad going, you're stupid. You're stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It was such a beautiful. That was one time where I'm like, the meltdown was like, this was good.
My dad called teachers stupid, not to their face, but like that. That's really heroic. My dad.
I thought that was a great time. Yeah, I remember third grade being like, "This is great."
Never went to a parent-teacher conference because he's already like, "I don't want to deal with it. It's bloody. I don't want to deal with those twats." He hated my seventh grade science teacher so much because we had a. This is one of our like. We have a couple of like family classic stories that we talk about.
Every family does. Every family has a type five.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we had this project. And so my dad is like a scientist. He has a doctorate in microbiology. He works in like infectious diseases.
Oh, the apple really got in a hurricane and flew away from this tree.
Yeah, the apple didn't even become an apple. It was an orange and then it fucked off somewhere.
God damn.
He's a fucking smart man. So I had the science project and we had to create a edible like cell diagram. So we had to like make a cookie and then like decorate it so it looks like a cell, or like make a cake and make it look like a cell. So I can't remember what specific food I did. I think it was like a cupcake or something, or a cookie, and I'm decorating it and I'm asking my dad for some like tips or whatever. And we got gumdrops for the ribosomes, which is a part of a cell. And hand in the project, I get my grade back, and I got a C- on it. And I go back to my dad, and I was like, hey, Dad, I got a C- on the edible cell thing. And he was like, what the fuck? And he opens the thing, and I got docked off points because the ribosomes weren't up to scale. So my dad gets on the computer and starts typing, right? And I'm like, well, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, I'm writing a fucking email to your dumb bloody school. They're fucking teaching shit over there. It's right. Shit. And he's like, you know, back in my day, we actually learned stuff, not edible cell. And he wrote this like 3-page email about one, how the project was stupid. The project idea itself is stupid and isn't teaching kids about science. Two, how the points that I was docked was ludicrous because how ribosomes could be to scale. And he had, like, the mathematics behind
that's
how...
That's beautiful, how your dad debunked the thing.
Deconstructed the whole, like, idea of the project.
Yeah.
And then I remember the next... I didn't even know he did it because he just made it his thing and then sent it off. He didn't, like, now tell her anything. Yeah, yeah. He was just like, whatever,
this
sent
is
it.
What's happening.
And then the teacher was like, Nick, can I talk to you outside in the hallway for a
second? Like, terrified. She's like, she's like shaking.
She asked me, she was like, is everything okay at home? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, your dad sent me a very aggressive email, and I want you to know that, like, I'm here for you. And whatever is going on at home.
I love how they were like, they took, they're like, oh, this kid's being abused.
Yeah.
I mean, that was similar to like my, here's the funny thing. Miss Gibbs probably hated me so much. She saw my dad melt down.
Yeah.
I hope he beats him later. You know what I mean?
That's what it was.
Miss Gibbs was like, I hope this rage directed on this idiot.
Yeah.
Maybe he punches him so hard that he learns how to do his fucking sevens. He learns how to do the multiplication
table.
Just
say, I heard about your pull-up, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, no, and then I told that to my mom, and we all just laughed about it.
That's a great time.
Yeah, he just, especially
the
science.
Amount of times I've been pulled out of a class and someone went, is everything okay?
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.